Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Tonight in Georgia, the community of Winder gathering in a park to honor the victims of this week's shooting at Appalachee High. The 14-year-old suspect and his father, who was arrested for allegedly providing the teen with a weapon, will remain in custody. Their lawyers did not seek bail at their arraignment today. Sentencing in former President Trump's criminal hush money case has been pushed from September 18th to November 26th. Judge Juan Merchan, seeking to avoid any appearance that he's trying to affect the upcoming election. Earlier today, the former president appeared in another courtroom, hoping to appeal a defamation decision that found him liable for sexual abuse. Heading home.
Separation confirmed. Starliner is now backing away from station and starting its return to Earth.
The capsule undocked from the International Space Station on its way home, but without astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. This is ABC News. The IRS and it says increased funding has allowed it to force wealthy tax dodgers to pay their share.
The IRS says it's collected $1.3 billion from high-wealth tax dodgers since last fall and is crediting spending that ramped up collection enforcement through President Biden's signature Inflation Reduction Act. Visiting an IRS campus in Austin, Texas, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying that in 2019, the top 1% of wealthy Americans owed more than one-fifth of all unpaid taxes, leaving ordinary Americans to shoulder the burden. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Republicans are calling for IRS funding to be cut. Progress in the gaming industry strike. Union workers began striking in July after negotiations with gaming giants came to a halt. Workers were concerned video game actors could be replicated by AI and used without compensation. The unions have announced tentative agreements with all 80 individual games. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow...
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Mattenair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to hour number two as we ease into the weekend here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in the state of Wisconsin, the beautiful state of Wisconsin, which is about to get more beautiful. I love fall. It's here. Football is back. The summer blockbuster season is over, but there are still some really good movies out there. It's just a great time of year. There's so much to do. And we've got a question tonight. What is your favorite cereal? And it was because we just found out today cereal is 160 years old. So Jim from Appleton says, cereal, favorite cereal, old-fashioned shredded wheat. That is old school. Big biscuits with cinnamon and a little bit of grape nuts thrown in. Wow. Little milk warmed up. And then Jim used the word nummy. So I think that means he likes it.
I think
that's
so.
That's a great text, Jim. Thank you. All right, so we're gonna shift here. Oh, Chris, I want to save Chris Casper's text because I love when Chris Casper texts the show. So, but we're gonna bring in our next guest first because I'm sure he wants to get to his true passion tonight, which is the Packer game. But he's been gracious enough to join us here tonight and talk a little bit about what he thinks the Packers will do this year. And you know him, and you love him, and you listen to him on Mino in the Mayor every day here at Civic Media. His name is John Mino. Hey, John.
He is not on yet. We are working on getting him on. The phone line dropped him a second ago. I'm going to call him back.
That was a heck of an introduction, and John didn't hear it.
I know.
Oh, I'm so bummed. Well, I'll read Chris Casper's text then. Chris says, in relation to what Dom and I were talking about, he says, just saying that the Twins won the World Series in 87 and 81. Those were great teams. Who was the guy? Kirby Puckett. Loved watching Kirby Puckett play. Those were good teams. Those are the kind of teams that like kind of everybody rooted for because Minneapolis, St. Paul, like they hadn't had a World Series team in a long time. And it's not like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Angels or whatever, or the Oakland A's. Like Minneapolis is kind of like Milwaukee. It's a smaller market. And that was a really fun season. I remember that. And I loved watching Kirby Puckett, who is no longer with us, I believe. Aaron, do you follow baseball?
Not really, besides the Brewers.
I haven't followed them in a long time like I used to. But I think when you get to a certain age and you start being part of the workforce, you can't follow all of your teams anymore. So I focus on the NFL. But I love like old baseball. It's fun to talk about. While we're waiting to get John on the...
I think we have him now, actually.
Do we have John? Is John there?
Hello.
All right. Now, John, I'm going to try to recapture an intro I just gave you that you would have gushed about. So let me see if I can do this again. I'm totally recreating.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show. You know him. You'll love him. He's one half of the Mino and the Mayor team here at Civic Media. You can hear him on WGBW, WISS. He is one half of the Mino and the Mayor team. And in my opinion, since you're on the show right now, the better half. John, welcome.
I didn't want to say that, but I don't want to argue with you.
I didn't think you would. Not about that, right?
You know what? You know what, Pete? We're both big sports fans. But, man, there's something about the start of the NFL season, isn't there?
It's phenomenal. I mean, you know, that game last night, John, was incredible.
So long. Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing?
It's so much fun. And I hate to see summer go, but this is one of the things that makes it a little bit easier, in my opinion, is like when the Badgers start playing again in the NFL.
And I always say winter starts after the Packers' last game. You know what I mean? Because if they're having a great season, even it's like, just keep it rolling. But once that season ends, then the seasons change. But the thing I like about the NFL is that they find a way now to bring games all over the place, like Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of like that. When I was a kid, I remember when Monday Night Football started, and it was like, wow, this is cool.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's funny, John, because I know the players don't like it that much, but as a fan, I'm totally with you. You've got football 4 days a week, and it's so great. And it just like helps you get through the week. And not only that, John, the NFL, they're so brilliant at marketing. You've got the draft, the combine, free agency.
Yeah.
Like, you follow it all year. Like, and especially if your team isn't that great, like my team, you look forward to the draft and the combine and all that stuff because it gives you hope. It's brilliant marketing.
You're exactly correct. Absolutely. By the way, who's your team?
Listen, you know where I grew up. Don't make me say it again. It's been a rough ride.
Are you a
Lions
fan?
Did you forget? No, I'm a Bears fan. We just had Dom Salvia's on. Dom is a Lions fan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
So we were talking about that. So the NFC North right now is really fun, I think. I mean, you got the Packers and the Lions will probably duke it out. But it's fun.
You know, we had Yurko on today. You know, John Yurkovic, who's from Chicago, and the mayor here. You know, they got quite the spirited thing. And Jim Schmidt even said that to Yurko. He says, you know, it's a lot more fun when the Bears are really good and the Packers are really good. It's not
Absolutely.
Fun when one really has. You know what I mean? It's a wonderful rivalry. But boy, that passion part, you know, just seems to be lacking.
Yeah. For sure. And not only, you know, wait, wasn't Jurkovic, he's on the radio in Chicago, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Is that the same guy? Okay. Oh, wow. No kidding. Well, part of the reason I wanted to have you on, John.
He thanked me live on the air. If you're going to listen to the podcast, he thanked me because I got him started in the business.
You have the best stories ever. Everyone I bring up, you somehow have a connection to. I love that. Tell me the story, please.
Well, okay, so Yurko is just this backup player for the Packers, okay? And just got to know him pretty well and everything. So me and Tony Mandarich, remember Tony Mandarich?
Yeah, oh, totally, yeah.
We're going to do this radio show, a live radio show, and Tony had some issues with whatever, and Yurko, who was kind of a nobody, stepped in and started doing the show with me, and people were like, oh, my God, is this guy funny? So that was just the start of it. You know, we just started our radio show, and that was it. So, but great guy. Really enjoyed working with him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on in Chicago, I want to say, on the ESPN affiliate there with my pal Harry Tynowitz, who I used to stand up with, and I think Tom Waddle, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, that's a good – yeah, he's a character. That he would be a great guest. I'm sure he was funny this morning.
He was super. I mean, he and I were great friends up here.
John, the whole reason I wanted to have you on is because I know how much you love the Packers. What, you know, they finished the season strong. Jordan Love, I just can't believe how good he was as the season went on. So what do you think? Do you have a prediction for the Packers this year? Will they overwhelm, underwhelm?
You know, I mean, I've talked to people about that a bunch. You know, this time last year, we had high hopes, but cautious hopes for Jordan Love. About 6 to 8 weeks into the season, a lot of us were like, okay, Jordan Love is not our guy. Then he kind of, you know, becomes tremendous for 4 or 5 weeks. And so I guess what I'm saying is, heading into tonight, you know, half an hour, which one do we see? Because the preseason doesn't show anything anymore.
Right.
It really and truly doesn't. It's just a, you know, beauty pageant. And the thing is, I mean, who's our starting running back now? Josh Jacobs, who I've never seen in uniform. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, so question marks where you just, it's so hard to really get a read on these teams anymore. But I will say this, if Jordan Love is the Jordan Love of like week 14 of last year, I think the Packers will be very tough to beat. I really and truly do.
I mean, I agree. And that contract, he seems like a good enough guy where he's not going to be one of those guys that craps out after he signs a huge contract. Like, I think you're pretty safe.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially since he sat on the bench behind Rodgers too and learned all that stuff. Do you have do you have a prediction for the NFC North?
You know, everybody's picking the Lions. I mean, they're the heart, you know, sweetheart team of the NFL. I still think the Packers will win the division. I really and truly do. I think they'll go 12 and 4. I'm sorry.
No, 12 and 5. 17 games.
12 and 5. I know it's hard to like conjure that one up, but I really think they can. Looking at the schedule, I think the Bears—they're a glory pick right now because of Caleb Williams and, you know, the new regime that got down there. But I don't know. I still think the Packers are pretty well loaded. I really and truly do. And a lot of years I would not say that, believe me. But I think they've got a really nice team.
No, I agree with you, but I think the Lions are really loaded too. Like, I think they've gotten better since last year. Their coach, though, I will say, you got, if it comes down to it, you have to pick LaFleur, because Dan Campbell, I love the guy, but he's going to shoot himself in the foot. He already has. Like, it's already cost his team his crazy decision-making, you know.
Yeah, that's no question. I will say one big thing about him is, I remember that game a couple of years ago when the Lions had nothing to play for and the Packers were playing for the playoffs, and that team at Lambeau Field at, you know, -4 degrees or whatever it was, physically outplayed the Packers, and they had nothing to play for. And that coach kind of willed that performance out of them. That really showed me something. It really and truly did.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of him when they introduced him at that press conference, but he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, I want to ask you about a photo you posted on Facebook, and I want to ask you what you're watching, and I want to ask you about Sputnik Fest. Can you hang for a couple more minutes past this really quick break?
Yeah, that's a really, really loaded question, but yeah.
All right, fantastic. I just want to give you a chance to think about it, because I know you got Packers on the brain. I know you're very excited
I'm thinking.
All right, that's the voice of the award-winning John Mino, who is on with Jim Schmidt every morning on WGBW and WISS. They took, what did you, you won an award for? Second best morning show, right, John?
That's what award did we win? What?
You don't even know?
No.
We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll figure it all out when we come back. You're a winner. You're a winner in my book. All right, we'll be right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. Go.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played.
It's a big night here in Wisconsin. There's no question about that. The Packers kick off their season tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. Did they say Chicago? Okay. Well, that was from when Tampa Bay was in the same division. Boy, I don't know where you're finding these, Aaron, but that's genius. Well done, young man. We've got Bridget from the 818 checks in and says, I love Honey Bunches of Oats. Now, not when I was a kid, I loved Corn Pops. We got two. That's two for Honey Bunches of Oats. And then Bridget says, and Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
That's another one, John? That's good to eat dry.
Yes. If you don't cut your mouth.
That's true.
And then the lovely and talented producer Conrad Krieger checks in and says his favorite cereal is Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes makes the milk taste really good.
Yeah, it does. Hey, he's going the extra mile. He's off tonight, and he's texting the show. I love that kind of attitude. The kid's got moxie. Do we have John?
We do.
Is he back? All right. My guest is John Mino from the Mino and the Mayor show every morning here at WGBW and WISS. John has been gracious enough to give us a couple more minutes. John, do you know where I'm going to be tomorrow?
I do not.
I'm going to be in your hometown. Well, not your hometown. Your adopted hometown, maybe, of Manitowoc doing Sputnik Fest.
Oh, that's a great thing. We had the guy from
it sounds fun.
On our show. Oh, man, that sounds great. Isn't that bizarre, though, that it would
it's crazy.
Like that out of space would land, like, right outside the door of the actual museum?
I know. The same guy was on, it was Greg Vadney, I think, and what a great guest he was, a great guy. But he said, it landed right in a 20-pound piece of metal from outer space that was smoldering, landed at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of a museum. I love it, and I can't wait to do it tomorrow.
The cops moved it because they thought it was like somebody's muffler.
And now it's back in Moscow. It's probably on Putin's mantle over his fireplace or something.
I know, right?
That's a pretty cool thing. I'm excited to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so you posted a picture. I know you're a sports fan. I know you'd done your fair share of acting. You were an award-winning actor. You showed me the certificate, which I thought was pretty cool. But you posted something on Facebook. You were going up strong to the hoop. You played basketball. That was a great picture.
Get out of here. Okay. After I met your brother, who's like 6'6" and was a scholarship basketball player. Okay. Thanks for setting me up on that one, Pete. Wow.
No, I swear to God. Listen, my brother Andrew is 6'7", was 6'7" at his peak and played at Michigan Tech for a couple of years. I was a bench warmer, but I could jump and I could shoot, but I could not dribble, which, you know, if you're 6 feet tall in basketball, you're not really doing much good for your team.
Try but being 5'9" in basketball and you can't dribble.
I know, but that's what I thought was so cool. Like you, first of all, you look kind of muscular and you were going to the hoop strong. The same thing the coach always tells you. And I think you posted it because of the other guy though. Was that like someone special or?
Well, he was getting it blocked and someday I'll tell you the entire story about that whole thing, about that picture, okay. But what happened to that guy.
All right. It was a great photo. I mean, it was a great action photo. I thought it was pretty cool. I wasn't,
you're such a big sports fan, which is cool, but you're also an amazing entertainment fan. And we were talking about when we had Yurko on today. You know, most people would think, oh, you got a former, you know, it's all Packer Bears. We talked about, like, you know, musical guests and movies and things like that. And isn't that fun when you get people that aren't just, like, focused into that one aspect, when you get them on your shows and really explore other areas? I find that part fascinating sometimes.
I do, too, and I have too many interests not to want to talk about them. Like, yes, I love entertainment. That's kind of my first love. I've spent my whole adult life.
Right.
I love sports. I wasn't great at sports, but I love watching it. It's like, to me, John, sports, first of all, it is entertainment, and you don't – oftentimes you watch a TV show or a movie, you kind of know how it's going to end. That's not the case with sports or car chases, for that matter. But, yeah, you just – it's like it's like actual reality TV, you know?
Right.
So what are you watching?
Both worlds, my friend.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to be watching the ball game coming up right now.
You got a show you can recommend, John, before we let you get out of here?
What kind of a show?
TV, a color television show or a movie? Speaking of entertainment.
Of all time?
No, just what you're watching right now. Like, I know you like documentaries. You just told me all you did was talk about movies and TV with Jerko, and I ask you. No, I got nothing for you, Schwab.
No, I'll tell you one thing, though. It's crazy how hard it is to watch sporting events these days. Like, I love Caitlin Clark, watching her in the WNBA, and there are, like, seven different networks. You get all these. It's like, you know, it kind of ticks me off. We're here. The customers are here, the sports fans. We will watch no matter what we have to do to watch. It just seems like they're kind of taking more than they really need to. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's free enterprise, but it's like, geez Louise.
No, it's a money grab.
Digging into our pockets. Yeah.
Exactly. And the problem is, John, they know we'll pay it. You know, like, I used to have DirecTV. Yeah, and I would get the NFL package, but you got it free when you sign up. Then I think I got it for like 2 years. But I can't at the time I had two young kids, I can't spend $400. You know, to watch the NFL, but give me my team's games for 100. That I would do, maybe even 150, but my God, it's gouging.
That's exactly what I mean. That's terrible the way that's turned. I mean, and it's not like, you know, the thing is that that's the total thing where it's like, okay, well, no matter what we do, they have no other option. And that's true. I mean, it's almost like a monopoly. They've got a foot.
Yeah, they do, for sure. Hey, this has been really fun, man. I have one more question for you. Give us a Packer prediction. What do you think their record will be?
Well, like I said, I think they're gonna be the top of the NFC Central North. I really do. I think that passing attack could be something special. And in these days, you've got to be able to move it down the field. I love the fact that they at least replaced a guy that I just thought was awesome in Aaron Jones. At least this kid was, you know, all pro, you know, the top rusher of the National Football League 2 years ago. But I think this is a good football team. I really and truly do. I see a win tonight, and I see them going to the playoffs and advancing.
All right. Do you have a record prediction, or should I just assume you're going to say 12-5?
How about if I just say 12-5?
That works. Enjoy the game tonight, buddy. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Anytime. And, I think we've got a great show. I love listening to it, and I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, John. You're tops, pal. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Got it.
All right. That's John Mino. Check out his show every morning here at WGBW and WISS. Mino and the Mayor. Great show. Todd Michaels does a great job producing it. It's so much fun. Check it out. And we are going to bring up our third Civic Media All-Star right after your award-winning Civic Media News team tells you what you need to know and tell us what your favorite cereal is. That's what we're talking about tonight. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We got the best team. Go Pack!
Break it down.
Oh, I just love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. They love me too.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tonight in Georgia. The community of Winder gathering in a park to honor the victims of this week's shooting at Appalachee High. The 14-year-old suspect and his father, who was arrested for allegedly providing the teen with a weapon, will remain in custody. Their lawyers did not seek bail at their arraignment today. Sentencing in former President Trump's criminal hush money case has been pushed from September 18th to November 26th. Judge Juan Merchan, seeking to avoid any appearance that he's trying to affect the upcoming election. Earlier today, the former president appeared in another courtroom, hoping to appeal a defamation decision that found him liable for sexual abuse. Heading home.
Separation confirmed. Starliner is now backing away from station and starting its return to Earth.
The capsule undocked from the International Space Station on its way home, but without astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. This is ABC News.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. They're experts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more Black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Applications are now being accepted for a grant program aimed at small businesses through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. According to a press release, the Small Business Development Grant can provide funds ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to regional economic development organizations and local governments. Those organizations will then pass 100% of the funds to small businesses in their region. The application deadline is October 18th. A new childcare facility is planned in Duluth as the city looks to address the growing childcare crisis. Through a partnership between the Duluth Child Care Task Force, Essentia Health, and the Benedictine Sisters of St. Scholastica Monastery, a new housing project will contribute to solving both the childcare crisis and issues with the lack of affordable housing. The Brayview Senior Housing Project at 5th Avenue East and 5th Street will feature 72 affordable apartments for seniors and a daycare for up to 100 kids. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Right now it's 61.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's my favorite time of week. One of my favorite, not just the work week either. This is one of my favorite parts of every week. It doesn't even feel like I'm on the air because my next guest here, Terry Barr, and I have become friends, and I totally trust and defer to her on her musical choices because she brings us such incredible music. Terry, stop me if you would. I can't keep building these intros for you. I cannot thank you enough and try to top myself every week when I bring you on the show. How are you?
I know. I'm like thinking, oh, you say that to all your guests.
No, I don't. Terry Barr joins us right now. She is the host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here at Civic Media. You can check it out on Saturday from 6 to midnight. That's a lot of show.
It is a lot of show. I'm good. How are you? Happy Friday to everyone.
You know what? This is kind of like, okay, having you on the show when we do the last segment on a Friday, this, you're like a Friday within a Friday, which is really cool.
Well, thank you. Wow.
Do you think
you are buttering me up all over the place?
Do you think I'm just a big sweet talker? I actually mean everything I'm saying, and I'm doing the show from home tonight, and I don't have a commute afterwards, so I'm happy.
Oh, so that's wonderful. Yeah, good for you.
Jared knocked it away.
Oh, my goodness.
So a nice adjustment by the receiver and an equally good defensive play by Baldwin Woodville, because that might not only have been a catch, had he caught that with the defender kind of backing up, he might have gone all the way on that one.
Yeah, that was about a, 30-yard, 35-yard attempt, and the deepest pass they've had so far, the Warriors. And it is encouraging to see that both of them were on the money. The quarterback is dialed in. We just can't get any air. All right, direct snap, quarterback, keeper. He's got some room,
first
and
down.
He's still on his feet. Up across the 40-yard line, first down for the Warriors.
That's only the second first down for Amory after that first one where they went for it on fourth and inches. That I'll take responsibility for that one because I called it. So this is the second first down now for Amory in the first half.
All right, so you are right among the MVPs on the field right now, Joel.
I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
So up across the 45 to the 47 of the Warriors, so approaching midfield finally are the Warriors, and they are in that T again with two receivers right. Hand off to one of the backs, hit immediately. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. That was number 32. Is that Wolin again?
Vontae Allen,
the ball carrier.
8 minutes clock running to go first half. 22-0 Baldwin Woodville over the Amory Warriors right now in high school football from Baldwin, Wisconsin. Just a stone's throw away from I-94 here in the northwest corner of Wisconsin.
Holdorf again on the stop. We've called his name a lot tonight, number 20. Not big in stature, but I'll tell you what, that kid brings it all. And here we go again, same formation, two receivers right, back in motion, bobbled snap, but the quarterback's got it, and he finds some daylight.
Another
up
first
across
down.
The midfield, very close to the marker, and they're going to move it. First down, Warriors.
Another 10. They might have found something here.
No, they are not going to give him the first down. Less than a yard. I thought I saw them marching the chains, but that was just the down marker.
The red challenge flag. We throw that for the mark?
So they're up quick.
Challenge flag.
And in the under center this time, two setbacks. The second man gets it, and he's got room. Up across the 40 for a first down. He falls across the 40-yard line, Wallen. And that's going to move the chains again for the Warriors. So here we go, Coach. Yeah, we've got some daylight.
Amory not only in the Baldwin-Woodville territory for the first time down at the 38-yard line, but probably the three most impressive plays offensively for Amory so far tonight just happened right there.
Yeah, outside of your fourth down call, those last two plays have been right on the button.
That's right.
All right, timeout Baldwin-Woodville. And 6:44 to go in the second quarter. The score remains. Nope, that's the wrong one. Here we go. Yeah, 6:44. Blackhawks 22-0 over the Warriors, but the Warriors are on the move.
All right, let's get a quick break in back at the studio if we can. This is Amory Warrior Football on 107.5 WLAK.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tackle by Gavin Self.
All right, welcome back. Ellison on a quick reception here while we were away. Gained about 4 yards. So second and six from the 34-yard line of the Blackhawks are the Warriors as they break huddle. On the near hash, going from our left to right, we've got Maxson under center, two setbacks and two right. They've got that formation a lot. They hand it off to the fullback, and he is taken down immediately.
Keaton Wallen, the ball carrier.
Hey, Coach, Wallen again, the ball carrier. Make that the running back, Wallen.
I give credit. Coach Humpel, you know, he runs a couple of plays kind of on the outskirts of that, you know, between the tackles, is successful and thinking, well, maybe that'll loosen up that middle just a little bit, because you really need that if you're going to have long-term success in a game. But that time, the Blackhawks are right there again, yeah. Just a stonewall
they
right
are,
there.
Yeah, their interior line is solid.
Yep.
And quick.
Not many gaps.
Yeah.
Not many gaps there at all.
All right, huddle breaks. Here we go. Two receivers left. T formation. In the shotgun then. One man in motion. Snap is high, but the quarterback managed to gather it. Maxson gathers it and has to fall on it. Loss on the play.
That's just a killer. About an 8-yard loss on the play is going to bring up
fourth and long.
Fourth and long, and you almost got to punt this, pin Bolden Woodville back deep in their own end, and hope maybe you can get a turnover. Still plenty of time to get the ball back this half with under 5 minutes now to go.
And that looks like exactly what they're going to do, Joel, as Max and the quarterback, a.k.a. punter, drops back, and the dangerous sell in the backfield. Oh, boy, that is partially blocked, taken by an up man, and immediately he's down. So that punt was deflected and didn't go anywhere. Went about 10 yards.
Yeah, only netted about 10 yards on that. That was a killer for Amory. That was a chance to pin the team, pin Baldwin Woodville back deep. The punt returner for the Blackhawks really has had no interest in catching the ball on the previous two punts. That was a great chance to pin him back to inside the 10, but the Blackhawks now still have pretty good field position.
Vienendahl downs it at the 34-yard line of the Blackhawks. First and 10, shotgun, double receivers left, one in motion now, and that's going to go to that motion man, and he's taken down in the backfield. So nice defensive play by the Warriors. I missed the number.
There's a loss of
Danielson
about.
Danielson made the stop.
8 yards. Yeah, that was a huge loss as the running back was angling, trying to get around the right side, but was cut down immediately. Second and 18. So Amory with a chance now to pin him back here.
Dawson Vienendahl, a ball carrier. And again, he was taken down by Caleb Danielson for the Warriors. From the shotgun now. Receivers left and right, receiver in motion, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Rolls left, it's got some daylight, finds more daylight, and it takes a couple of kids to get him out of bounds, but there's going to be a flag. Gavin Sell, the ball carrier, he gets back the penalty yard, or I'm sorry, the loss that they had plus some, and there is a penalty. I think it's going to be a face mask.
Right at the point of tackle, I think there was a face mask on the play. So we'll see. That game was for about 10 yards or so. It would have been third and seven or eight. But Amory's going to get a personal foul, reaching out and grabbing the runner's face mask.
Similar to that horse collar, immediately he let go of it. But We just don't touch the face mask in today's football game. So that's going to take it all the way across midfield. First and 10, Baldwin Woodville at the 46-yard line of the Warriors. Heavy load to the right in trips. One of them's in motion. Wallendorf, I'm sorry, no.
One of those and quarterbacks.
Sales,
keep bringing him in.
Sales around the right side, and he's got daylight. He loses his helmet, but he's got a first down.
Tackle made by. See, it's not fair when they start shuffling in different quarterbacks because that's usually the one position you always know is going to be there. Now, Baldwin Woodville likes to bring in different looks at that quarterback position, but that was a big opener for about 13, Jay.
And speaking of that, they've got a different quarterback because Sales has got to come out with an equipment issue, and that brings in. Oh, boy, who is that going to be? Holdorf's going to be under center. In the shotgun, it's Jensen, I believe. Number 12, Joe Jensen, and he hands it off. Number 2 finds some opening. Who is that? That is going to be Holdorf.
Back inside the 15.
Holdorf.
Wow. Just battled. He was hit at like the 18 and went all the way down to the 13-yard line. To give you an idea, the Blackhawks are not huddling. They have not huddled once this entire game.
Yes, and you can tell from my play calling that this is nonstop.
It is.
I'm fumbling more than the players here. All right, Sells back in, hands it off. Left side, daylight, no daylight, and scampers in. Holdorf for a 12-yard touchdown for the Blackhawks. He just broke some tackles, Joel. I mean, it was that simple. They had him stopped, but they had handfuls of jersey that they could not bring him down with.
And hats off to the Blackhawks. I mean, they're getting to the line. They're not even really taking a lot of time at the line of scrimmage and calling out plays. It's like the play is getting to them instantly, and they're running plays within 10, 15 seconds of each other.
Yeah, the coach has got this a well-oiled machine. They're going to try for the extra point this time. That's number 13, Chapin, and it is up and off the off the upright. That's the first thing that hasn't gone well for the Blackhawks tonight.
28-0, Baldwin Woodville leading the Amory Warriors here.
3:10 to go in the quarter.
Well, again, thanks to all of our smoking a little chicken dance here at the stage, at the ball field like that.
That that goalpost is still vibrating from that hit. Hard he hit.
Kicked
that ball.
For a second there, I thought that was a Packer kicker doing that, the way they've been having problems. By the way, we're going to get a Packer update. Edward D. Jones, Northwest Communications, and Vans Electric and Blue Flame Heating and Cooling. Thanks to all of you for helping to sponsor this initial broadcast and return of Amory Warrior Football to 107.5 WLAK. Eric Morrissey of Edward D. Jones gets the award for the first return sponsor to Amory Sports. So we'll have a plaque and a ceremony and maybe a free donut from Quick Trip for you there, Eric, at some point on the line. I'm sure you appreciate that.
All right, as we get started after that score, Blackhawks are going to kick off. Wallen back to do the return for the Warriors, and this is a deeper kick this time. Wolin's got it at the 10. Straight up the gut he goes. He's got some daylight initially, and then tripped up as he crosses the 30-yard line. Falls at the 34, first and 10 now for the Warriors.
That donut for Eric, by the way, that's the 99-cent cake donut, not the fancy ones that are like $1.69. This is a radio announcer's budget we're working on.
Yeah, we're
here,
not so made of money.
Just maybe a little chocolate glazing on there, Eric, whatever you want, but it's going to keep it.
Wait a minute, glaze?
99-cent.
All right, 35-yard line now, first and 10, Warriors. Again in that T formation, double receivers right, man in motion. Quarterback rolls right, throws right. He's got a man wide open and completes the pass out across the 40-yard line of the Blackhawks, 36-yard line. Carter Wallen this time on the reception from Maxson.
If he could have led him to the inside, that would have been a touchdown.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, he had to, his momentum took him out of bounds. He was lucky to get both feet down, honestly, Coach.
But the quarterback was rolling right, and that's not an easy throw to throw accurately like that. He did a good job of just getting it to him.
So from the Blackhawks, 36 now, first and 10. A little tighter formation. No, I think that's a busted play. Maxon turned to hand the ball off. No one home. He rolls right, gets a couple. He rolls right and has to go out of bounds. And, yeah.
By Dawson Vienendahl.
Did get, 3 yards? Vienendahl on the stop.
Amory trying to get on the board here with 2:54 to go. Clock stop in the first half. Trailing 28-0.
This is the, we've had some positive earlier, but this feels a little bit better because that pass was wide open. And here we go. Receivers left. Two setbacks. T. Shotgun pattern. Shotgun formation. Pass to the center. Incomplete. That was, there were way more black jerseys there than white jerseys.
There was a lot going on in the middle of the field there, but that was their main pattern. That was basically one, I think, the only receiver they had down the field, and they were bound and determined to get it to him. A dangerous pass.
The previous pass complete to Wallen, Carter Wallen. That was him again, so they're going to him a couple of times here as he comes out far towards the near side now.
Third and 7.
Split backs, shotgun, handoff, and a couple of tough yards for the runner, Wallen, Keaton Wallen. So two Wallens on this Amory team. Keaton, the senior.
Fourth down. This is, needless to say, a big, big fourth down here for Amory. If they're going to have any chance in this game, they need a touchdown before this first half.
I misspoke. Carter's the senior. Keaton's the sophomore. So Keaton, the bigger boy.
Fourth and 4.
And here we go. Receivers right and left. Quarterback under center, rolls left now. He's got pursuit. He's got a man in the end zone, and incomplete.
Good defensive play. The Baldwin Woodville defender actually bumped the Amory receiver when he was going up, but he was going for the ball. He had his eye back to the quarterback, and the referee will let that go if you're playing the ball.
I did half expect to see Laundry on the field on that one, but
a little bit of a bump, but a good defensive play by the Blackhawks.
That's going to be a turnover on downs. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yes.
At the 30-yard line, then, of their of the Blackhawks.
First and 10 for Baldwin Woodville.
Baldwin Woodville has the ball, first and 10. And a little confusion now as they bring in Joe Jensen to be the play caller, I believe. And I don't see. Yeah, Sell is split right now.
2:07 to go, first half here from Baldwin, Wisconsin.
So this is a little bit like New Orleans Saints ran a couple years ago with a couple of different quarterbacks. Handoff goes now to the right side, around the right side, and daylight out there. Number 25, the ball carrier, Dane Vienendahl.
Tackled by Ellison.
Gain of about 14 on that play.
Yeah, big gain there for the Blackhawks out to the 46-yard line.
16 yards on the carry.
16-yard gain.
First and 10 for Baldwin.
He went out of bounds on the far side of the field, and the clock stops with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half.
2 minutes to go, 28-0, Blackhawks over Amory.
I was going to say they added the two-minute warning in college, but I didn't think they added it in high school, but it just happened to stop right at 2 minutes. So you've been warned.
You've been warned. All right, so the lines are set. Shotgun. Receivers left and right. Back to pass is Jensen. He's got time. He's got a man on a crossing pattern. And there's that one-hand tip catch to himself again from Sell. Gavin Sell makes a beautiful catch and has to carry himself out of bounds. And that's another first down for the Blackhawks.
I think he's just showing off now.
That was another athletic move by number 3.
He needed to make that play, but that was just a great play with your helmet on and your shoulder pads and be able to reach up with one hand and kind of tip it to yourself. What an athletic play.
I was talking to some coworkers today, and they said that the Sell kid has got some offers from some D1 schools, and we're starting to see why. Jensen back to pass, and the receiver falls down. It was behind him, and the ball falls harmlessly to the turf.
For Kropelnicki.
So the ball in Amory territory. It'll be second down from about the 43-yard line. Baldwin Woodville trying to extend out this 28-0 lead over the Amory Warriors.
Jimmy Kopelnicki, the intended receiver. I've been waiting to slip
that spell
one that? In.
Could you spell that for me?
Sure.
All right, good.
It. Any other tough questions? All right.
That's it.
In the shotgun, Jensen, man in motion. Jensen, hands off, fumbled in the backfield, but the would-be fumbler breaks free. That's number two, Holdorf, and he's made positive gains out of it.
Close to a first down, but going to be short on that. Got about 6 yards, it looks like.
So that looked like it was going to be a loss because there was a fumble. The ball bounced, a friendly bounce for the Blackhawks, and they get something positive. Third and very short from the 33-yard line now of the Warriors. Jensen again under center, far right, and handoff to Holdorf. Holdorf finds daylight up the gut and gets a first down. Gain of about six or seven, huh, Coach?
Yep, that's going to put them in the scoring position here. Not quite in the red zone yet, but they're getting chunks of yardage now here.
24-yard line, Baldwin up and ready to snap it quick again. Jensen back, looks left, throws left, has got a man, no. Incomplete in the end zone. Intended receiver was number Monikin.
Yeah, Monikin, I think the quarterback was expecting him to cut the pattern off and go toward the goalpost in the middle of the field. Instead, Monikin continued straight, and he was fortunate that he overthrew that. Otherwise, it might have been picked off by Amory.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see that Monikin kind of gave a look to the quarterback like, where was that?
I'm going this way.
In the shotgun now. Handoff goes to number two again. I got to get these names right, Coach.
Holdorf
again, the ball carrier. I'll remember that. Holdorf.
Okay. Looks like close to a first down, down at the 15-yard line.
So, yeah, unfortunately for the Warriors, there's not a lot of contact initially. They've got to get into the deep into the secondary before they start getting contact. Direct snap to Jensen. He's hit immediately this time, but trips ahead for a first down.
Well, it gets to the point, Jay, where this Amory defense has been on the field a lot, and there's just no breaks in between every play. There's not even a chance.
I haven't been able to catch my breath, Coach.
Yeah, if you can do this, you can do any game, Jay, because there's no time to even see who subs in. I mean, everything's just going like there's a 15-second shot clock here.
So I should mention that Mr. Karnick to my right here, as quarterback rolls, Jensen finds some room, and then is finally taken down behind the line of scrimmage. So it is a first or second goal situation from the 11 now.
And the Blackhawks take their third.
And Blackhawks take a timeout. Coach, do we need to take a break here?
We'll keep it here. We'll wait till halftime and hear from some of our sponsors. Want to remind our listeners that 107.5 WLAK is your home for Badger football. You can catch all the football games here, and you can catch the Badger Coaches Show, not only for football, but basketball and other sports, on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. So Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, Badger football coming up this weekend. Everybody's excited about Badger football, so you got that right here on 107.5.
So timeout, 35 seconds. Left in this timeout, 28-0. The Blackhawks over the Amory Warriors. Now, I was going to mention the man to my right, Joel Karnick, a veteran of radio. I, on the other hand, am greener than that artificial turf. I've been doing this for a total of about 45 minutes.
You've been in front of students enough in your life, so you public speaking isn't a fear for you, right?
They say it's the second number one fear, but
from the 10.
A really rowdy freshman class is my number one fear. Here we go. Handoff to the right. Number 25 is going to be all the way
in
for a touchdown.
Dane Vienendahl
went in untouched on the right side of that, on the left side, I should say, of that Warriors line.
34-0 now, Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah. 34-0 in favor of the Blackhawks.
Well, anytime there's a 35 or point lead or more. Second halves are a running clock, so we'll get that if Bolden Woodville successfully
and they're going to try that extra point again with Chapin. Wes Chapin, number 13, and he boots it again, and this time it's dead center.
Sign him up, green and gold right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not sure why they were going for two. That kid could kick.
That's a nice foot he has. 35-0.
35-0
of the Blackhawks of Baldwin Woodville. You know, last year these two teams played a pretty tight game, Jay. That's kind of what I was expecting coming in here. But like you said, and we pointed out this entire first half, the Baldwin Woodville defensive line, there has just been nothing between the tackles, nothing at all between the tackles. And it's hard, very difficult to run an offense when the other team knows that you're not going to get anything in about 5-7 yard width span, and you got to go outside and you got to pass. It just opens up.